based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Nos waita, Kriso I Ganid Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Well, this week's program will have some of the latest releases from Wales. After the flurry of new releases for Dydd Music Cymru, or Welsh Language Music Day, that we had on our last new music program, we had many more new releases coming through. Sometime for the national holiday of Wales, St. David's Day, on the 1st of March, but these have continued through most of March. The new releases have been in a wide variety of styles and genres, and have included singles, EPs, and albums by a range of artists. We'll kick off this week's program with a track from Lavolt. From their debut album, Sigurdold, this is Hovered.
Gwanwym yn red a fel deigrin I law A dwi'n casgu trwy'r bora I edrych y ora naw Y sall yn astur o sir mor llone Mor bell I ffwrdd o sŵn y trefydd mawr Siglo'n fysan e hwfaw Fed angylion yn yr eirad yn cyfru fy nyddiau law O mae mor anodd colli'n ymer Pam ti'n sebro mewn llais mor dyn er nawr zona trefyd ond ti sy'n mynd roi'r ochr draw a mae mor anodd collin y mer pan ti sef ro mae'n llais mor dyner ond ti sy'n mynd roi'r ochr draw.
That was Hovrid from Levant. Levant is a band from North Pembrokeshire who started performing in late 2024, and they released their first singles on the revived Flat Communidol label in 2025. Flat Communidol was formed out of the original Flat label in 2024, and it aimed above all to release material and encourage new artists from the immediate area around the labels based in Abertavi, including nearby areas such as North Pembrokeshire. Since the Rasp sublabel of Flask ended in 2014, there has been significantly less new music coming out of the immediate area, but the emergence of Flat Communidol has revived the local music scene, and one of the most notable bands on the label is Levant, who have a varied alternative-tinged rock sound. The group's first EP came out in 2025, and they have played regularly around Wales since, including at last summer's Eisteddfod in Wrexham. The band recently released some new singles, and they just came out with their debut album, Sigur Dog, which is a very well-done release. Stuart Estelle was a musician originally from Redditch near Birmingham who has done a wide variety of music during his career, ranging from folk to punk to contemporary classical. He had an initial exposure to the Welsh language and more traditional forms of Welsh music through serving as an organist at a Welsh chapel in Birmingham, but he later discovered contemporary Welsh music. He was notably inspired to start his own Welsh language project after attending a concert by the iconic Welsh alternative band Datblygu. Stuart Estelle released his first folk gook single in 2022, and since then he's been releasing singles and more recently albums on a regular basis. Currently, he's one of the most prolific artists on the Welsh music scene, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with all this work. His most recent album is Clinthur Cirque Sylvia, and it's a concept album that was inspired by the American poet Sylvia Plath. From this album, this is the opening track, Ireland, here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was our lead from Foscoak. Shan James is an experienced musician, primarily a harpist and a singer from North Powys, and she's been active on the Welsh music scene since the late 1980s and had released albums on a regular basis since her debut in 1990, most recently on her own Recording I Boast label. She's also collaborated with a wide range of artists over the years, and most recently has been a member of the group Pedair, which is comprised of four female traditional or folk-leaning musicians. Shan James has recently become part of a new project, a duo sonet, with the pianist Shonen Webb, and they just released their debut single on the Yi Ka Ching label. This is Sonet with Kulkai. That was Kulkai from Sonet. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. The group Salavi is a heavier rock duo from Bangor who do material in English and Welsh. They started performing around 2019 and they released their first EP the same year. They then released a series of singles prior to their debut album, which came out in 2023 with 2 Welsh tracks out of 8. They've continued to release singles and EPs since, and they just came out with a new single. This is Calavi with Morgana. That was Morgana from Calavi. Aclas Zero is a band from Avellan Heli near Carnarvon who were formed in 2018, and the band members largely had prior experience playing in other bands, including Aethatel Franco, Heed, and Masters in France. They have a largely melodic rock sound, and they released their first single in 2019 on the Jigcal label. Subsequently, the band released singles on a quasi-regular basis up to the release of their first album in May of 2023. However, later that year, the band changed labels to Recording Icosh, and they have continued to release regular singles since, and an EP came out in November 2024. Recently, Atlas Zero have released some more singles in preparation for a new album that's due to come out soon, and the latest of these just came out. This is Atlas Zero with Cusca the Dial here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Gadael yn anodd a di newid byth yn hawdd ond na I ddilyn chi unrhyw le er bo fi'm eisiau gadael chwaith
Cusca the Dial from Atlas Zero. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a new single from Yvonne Rees. Yvonne Rees is a largely indie rock musician from Gwynedd who has played with artists and bands including Anuel, Alice Darby, and Mice Parkio. And as a solo artist, he competed at the Eisteddfod's Battle of the Bands competition in 2024. He also released his first EP that year, and this helped him get some additional exposure. This is Yvan Rees with his latest single, Osnavui. That was Osnavui from Yvan Rees. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Duke of Ar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Proiso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a single from the new group Both. This is Arbeniant Campus.
Come
That was our Betty on Campus from Bolt. Bolt is a recently formed group from Cairdith comprised of students from a school governed Plasmar Secondary School in the city. The group has a guitar rock sound and has just released their debut single on the Jigcal label, a label that often features younger artists from the capital city. Mary Mathias is a mainly traditional musician from Ceredigion who got her start musically when she was in her teens as a member of the modern traditional group Rathdam, who released one single in 2015 as part of the Club Singalayer Cellar series. Later, Mary went to university in Ceredigion and started her solo career while she was there as she released her first solo EP in 2020. This was followed by her debut album, Anoon, in 2022, which was a well-received release that got a bit of airplay on Radio Cymru. She then returned with some new singles in 2024, prior to the release of her most recent collaborative EP in 2025. During this time, she also formed the alt-trad group Moosog, who have been playing regularly around Wales recently and have released two singles to date. Mary has also continued her solo career and she just released a new double single. From this single, this is Mary Mathias with The Morgan here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you.
That was a Morgan from Mary Mathias. The ultra duo Perriant has been active on the Welsh music scene since around 2018, and they released their first album independently in 2019. In spite of doing material that is clearly Welsh in inspiration and being based in Wales, they did not become widely known in Wales until their recent appearance on the Stavexpar Side Tŷ Gwerin competition. This was largely because they played at venues and at festivals that were not those normally frequented by most Welsh music fans, in addition to being largely ignored on Radio Cymru. However, since the group became better known in Wales, they have connected with some of the Welsh media so that I became aware of their new album, Plant, as soon as it was released. Plant, which has 8 tracks on it, was released at the end of February, and it's a very interesting and well-done release. From their Plant album, this is Perriant with Earth Aboard.
Thank you.
That was Earth the Borth from Perriant. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Taihab Heib Drigolion are an alternative group from Huntleth who were formed initially in 2020, but they didn't get started properly until 2022 as some members were involved in another project, Sashasam. Once the group recommenced, they started making an impression and their debut album, Ain Album Kuntav Ni, our first album, came out in late 2024. The group played regularly around Wales in 2025, including a memorable performance at the Wrexham Eisteddfod that summer, and they recently released a new double single that's more eclectic than their first album. The track we'll hear, Can Gan Taihab Heib Drigolion, somewhat resembles their live performance. This is Taihab Heib Drigolion. Can Gan Taihab Heib Drigolion from the group Taihab Heib Drigolion. The musician Mike Peters, who was from the Preston area and who founded the group The Alarm, passed away in April 2025. Although he did most of his material in English, he had a strong connection to the Welsh music scene, becoming friends with Welsh icon David Ewan and recording Welsh versions of two of The Alarm's albums on signed sub-label Cry. Before he died, Mike Peters asked his friend, the tenor Rhys Merion, to record a track with his two sons, Evan and Dylan, for St. David's Day 2026, and this resulted in a single that was released in time for St. David's Day on March 1st this year. This is Rhys Merion with Dylan and Evan Peters with Covio Dewisad here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you. a'r gwanwyn unwaith eto yn ein tîr. Cofion dewis Santa Gwen, cofion dewis Sant yn bry. A cariad yn gorais i'r oes yn hethro cael y lle.
That was Covio Dewis Sant from Rhys Meirion with Evan and Dylan Peters. We'll finish off this week's program with the latest single from Clive Hartwood. Clive Hartwood was best known as a member of the Welsh rock band Edward H. Davis, which was active from 1973 to 1980. Edward H. Davis was named for a Welsh music critic in a Welsh newspaper, but that was actually his pseudonym. This is Edward H. Davis. And the group had a fairly mainstream rock sound and was quite popular at the time among young people in Wales. Since then, he's continued to be part of the Welsh music scene, often in a background role, but he recently returned to prominence as a solo artist, and he's released several singles in recent months. This is Clive Hartwood with Isle Quildrow.
Ti'n cofio yr holl gyffrofi yn y ddieg wallgo 73 tafodau tân arwyddion ffyrdd a fawb am meintio'r byd yn Sor dan, am nad oedd bywyd fel y mil, a neb yn cofio'r llengyn yn y jail. Roedd rhaid i bethau newid, er mwyn i'r iaith gael byw. Roedd rhaid i bethau newid, er mwyn i'r iaith gael byw.
chymryd bod yr iaith yn saff, ond erbyn hyn a'i breuddwyd ffwrdd o'r dyheadeg i y Cymru ffwrdd. Fe ddath mewn lifiad megis Tom i fod i y drefgadedd hon, fe fynnw'n eto i chodi hi a fedrwn ryddi'n dewrion saith.
That was Owl Quildrow from Clive Hartwood. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Kamarag Heddiw, Denise Wells Music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week. Huvar Matro.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca.